Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today, over the phone, we're joined by Emory County Commissioner Jordan Leonard. Commissioner Leonard, always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us.
Hey, no problem. Hopefully you had a good holiday, and it's good to be back.
Yeah, it's nice having you back. You know, last few months have been hectic. I mean, election right into the holiday season. Really been a busy season. So it's nice to kind of have a week where you can take a step back and just kind of reflect on everything that's gone on and look at some upcoming stuff for the county. And we were talking about before we came on air, Emory has a lot of events coming up.
Yeah, there are some fun ones. So there's the Energized Expedition in Green River. So those of you that are interested can go to the John Wesley Powell Museum or reach out to them to get more details. But there are cash and prizes, quite a bit of cash and prizes through Green River there. And it's a scavenger hunt, a lot of fun. So if you like that type of thing, that's a fun activity. And then we have the Beat the Winter Blues Festival coming on January 24th and 25th. That's always fun. You know, get out of the house, purchase homemade goods. There's some good food. And that will be down at the rec center on that Friday and Saturday. And then the mill site fishing tournament has been moved just because there hasn't been much ice on mill site. So that's being moved back to March 28th and 29th. If you're interested in signing up for that one.
Yeah, and it's kind of hard to have mill site on ice when there is no ice to stand on. So I'm glad they made that move to the mill site off ice tournament. That way it's still going on. Might not be how some people wanted it, but, you know, sometimes you can't beat Mother Nature.
It is, and it's usually, well, it is one of my favorite tournaments of the year. So it's sad that we haven't had a frozen lake, but look forward to next year, but the off-ice will be our best second, so that'll be good.
And then I think for the rest of our conversation today, I think it's the start of the year, you know, lots of people getting into New Year's resolutions. So let's talk about some of the goals that the Emory County Commission has. I mean, we talked about it before you came on air, but you guys have been playing a pretty big part in the opening of the Fossil Rock Mine.
Yeah, I think in this environment, it's really tough for a coal mine to open. We've tried to partner with them. So yeah, a few things that we're excited about would be Fossil Rock getting ramped up, the coal mine. They're looking for employees as we speak. There's always a challenge with housing, so we're working on some housing plans to look at generating housing as quickly as we can for employees of workers. Another thing that we'd like to do is expand the industrial park just north of the research center. We own some property there, and I know we've talked about it previously, but we have some companies that are really interested that we're going to spend some time with in the next few months looking to bring them to the industrial park. And then our small business expansion program, that's through the county and as well as the business chamber. So if you own a small business in Emory County, there are some grant opportunities, matching grant opportunities if you're looking to expand, improve your facade, get things for your business to help you potentially hire new employees. So if you're interested in that, please reach out to the business chamber or the commission office. We can talk to you about that expansion business chamber program. And then we're excited about our junior entrepreneurs this year. That starts the first week in February. Those junior entrepreneurs out there have an opportunity to sell at the county fair, other local events. There have been some amazing junior entrepreneurs in the past that have gone through this program. So those that are interested in that can go to events@emory.utah.gov. if you want your youth to learn about entrepreneurship. So we're excited about those. We have a lot of other things that we're working on, but those are the highlights that we're focusing on for now.
And I really like all the stuff that's going on over in Emery County. Like you said, it's hard to kind of bounce back, especially in terms of coal mining, which is what Emery and Carbon County have really been built on throughout their history. It's gotten really challenging, especially with all the red tape you're going to have to jump through, especially in the process of opening a mine. And I like how you guys have kind of found ways to supplement that, like through the industrial park and, you know, the inland port that's coming in. And yet in the commission meeting, you guys kind of talked about the inland port. There's been some rumors mainly coming from other areas that you were forced into bringing this inland port into the county, but Commissioner Jensen kind of shut those rumors down.
You bet. Yeah, we're in support of the inland port. They have been a really good partner for the coal mine to open up. And it's expensive. It's challenging permitting. We're in support of that. We weren't forced into that. And so we wanted to let the community know that we were trying to pull out all the stops to get the coal mine back opened up. So,
yeah, so just it's so much going on in Emery County, and it's only the start of the year, so I'm sure those plans are going to get added on to as the year goes on. But I think right now you guys have a pretty solid blueprint laid out for yourselves.
Yeah, it's great. We really appreciate our partners, our business owners, the business chamber. We have a fantastic group putting on the county fair, volunteers and helpers. I guess we call them helpers, but those that are looking to help us with a lot of different things that make our community better. So we want to thank all of those that volunteer and help the county.
Now, Commissioner Leonard, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
No, hopefully you had a good holiday season, built relationships with family, but if you have questions or concerns, please reach out. Happy to talk and visit. So that's about all I have. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for coming on to the show again, Commissioner Leonard. We always love having you on. Again, that was Emery County Commissioner Jordan Leonard. We were talking about what the commission has in store for 2025. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.